Mike LaRocco, Geico Honda team manager. Good day today. 1-2 in the 250 class. Can't get much better.
Yeah, it looks really good on paper. We had a solid day from all of our guys. I mean, Bogle coming back, he struggled a little bit, but good starts, good rides. You know, we got a little bit lucky with Baggett making a mistake, but that happens.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be there, right? Baggett's ride in the first moto was phenomenal, and these things happen. But all in all, I guess Barcia made up 1 point on the day, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know, I think I look forward to some of these tracks coming up. I think we'll have as good a chance as moving forward here. So I think staying close, I was coming after Red, but I was like, if we can stay close through Millville, I feel pretty good about Washougal, Southwick, coming up these next few weeks. So still in a good spot.
Looking at Barcia and Tomac, they're so evenly matched. What do you think in your mind, like, who's got an edge on who, or what does one guy do better than the other, and vice versa?
I mean, Barcia obviously is really good about putting himself in a good position and giving himself a good opportunity. You know, probably the best there is that I've seen. I think Tomac's just speed on some tracks is really, he kind of has some tracks where he just really shines on speed. So that, they when things roll, they're both pretty, like you said, evenly matched. But it's nice having two powerhouses like that on one hand. On the other hand, it's tough because we're splitting points when Baggett's the only one grabbing them on the other side there. So it's good though. It's nice having two guys.
How's the? We're getting late in the season, and certainly you've been here as a rider. Nobody's ghost riding into each other, but two teammates going for the same goal. How's tensions? How's everything? And you've been in this position before, so I guess you have experience.
I think with them both having success in Supercross and trading wins, it's still pretty good here.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're not in the points lead, so it's not like one guy's the guy they're chasing.
Yeah.
We're chasing Baggett, and that helps because they're both have the same goal,
Right. Will Hahn is pretty much the best of the rest. Maybe Musgrin's got him a little bit, but Will Hahn certainly right there. Talk about Will's season so far.
I like where Will's at. I mean, I kind of like preseason. He looked pretty good, and I was kind of hopeful that he'd be, consistently top 10, but to have him chasing, it seems like the first five have separated speed-wise, but to have him chasing that every week, I think that's where he belongs. And I think, this is his best outdoor season, on top of the two other guys that we have having good season. It's nice having Will having his best season, and things are going pretty good.
Talked to Renard a little bit, and Bogle got tired. He said that's probably to be expected, I guess, first race.
Yeah, it's hard coming back mid-season. As much as you can do at home, the intensity is so much higher at the race, and the heat and the nerves, and kind of coupling all that in. I was hopeful that he didn't. I mean, his speed was pretty good, but that was just kind of what I hope he shakes that off a couple races.
Hey, I was watching 94 Millville here the other day. You came from 39th to second, all over Dowd, and then the next year you wrecked your knee in the first turn. So good and bad here at Millville.
I really liked this track for as rough as it was, and it didn't seem as easy to pass today watching, but it seemed like back in the day it was easier to pass, more open or something.
Yeah.
But I always liked this track.
Yeah. Following Dowd around, a popular win for Dowd, but you seem pretty pissed after the moto. Surprise.
Because it was just one of them years that I kind of expected that I should win,
Maybe just mark.
All right, man, thanks very much, and good job.
Thank you.
Thanks.